I can remember your daughter requesting songs from me through the years.
Yeah.
What's going on?
It's such a hard, complicated thing to explain because we don't have the final answer yet. So I'm not really able to, you know, pinpoint her medical condition. So, like, she's never had a seizure in her life before October 4th, 2022. And since then, she's had over 3,000.
Wow.
You know, she has lost her ability to speak completely for approximately 2 months. She has had severe migraines. Her body goes paralyzed down one side of her body when she takes her seizures. And, I mean, she even still, when she takes her seizures, she loses her ability to speak. What we suspect is cerebral spinal fluid that comes out of her nose. She was hospitalized for a month in the summer because she went into ventricular tachycardia. And there's just been so many things, and it's been terrifying.
I can imagine. How old is Shelby now?
She's 22, and actually on her 21st birthday, which would have been October 7th, 2022, was just 3 days after her first seizure. And she actually, on that day, is when she got a wheelchair for her birthday because she wasn't able to walk, received a diagnosis of psychogenic seizures. In other words, it was determined that her seizures were caused by her mental health. However, there weren't any diagnostic tests done, like neurological tests, you know, to kind of rule out the fact that it may not be her mental health.
Right.
So I found a clinic down in Provo, Utah. They're highly, highly skilled in neurological conditions and post-concussion syndrome and that sort of thing. And the testing that they do, it's not available in Canada, but it's my daughter's health. And, you know, it's... her symptoms have changed and kind of progressed in different ways over the past 16 months. And, I mean, there's nothing worse than not being able to help your child when they're sick. So, unfortunately, you know, we do have to go that far away, 5,000 kilometers. And, of course, that comes with, you know, a lot of money involved.
A hefty price tag, which is exactly why there are a few things on the go right now. There is a GoFundMe account.
Yep, there's a GoFundMe. And we have a auction at the Buffalo Club in Eastern Passage this Saturday. We're having a live auction and a silent auction. There's going to be some live acoustics playing throughout the evening. We have raffle tickets on sale for quilts and $1,000 worth of gift cards. And there's actually recently my husband's family in Tignish, Nova Scotia. They're also holding a benefit dance for Shelby as well, because the minimum cost for me to take her, and it's just her and I, the minimum cost is $45,000, and that's not kind of counting any unexpected costs that we're going to incur.
Wow.
And that would be for the clinical and the travel. She can't fly because of her condition, and so we actually, we're driving to upstate New York, and then where we have approximately 55 hours on the Amtrak train after that before we can get to the clinic. It's going to be a long, hard road away from our family and our support system, and just the support that we've received so far. It's unbelievable. Like I'm in my community. I'm used to being on the other side of this and, you know, raising funds to help other people. And there's nothing that can describe how it feels to be on this side of the ask. And it's so overwhelming, and, you know, you just don't know what to say or do to let everybody know how much you appreciate the support, and, you know, whether it be financial or, you know, words of comfort or sharing a post or, you know, sharing the GoFundMe link or attending an event, all of it is what is helping us get through this time. And we're just so grateful.